Third, I want to tell you that you are not to blame. It is not your fault. Let me repeat that again. It is not your fault. The fact that your husband struggles in the sexual arena is in no way, shape, or form your fault. Yes, I know you have probably failed your husband in many ways. You may have even failed him in the sexual realm. But here's the reality. We are all fallen, broken individuals. And every spouse fails his or her spouse in many, many ways. And the bottom line that you need to understand is that no matter how you failed your husband, it does not justify his acting out sexually against you and against his God. And it's not your fault to begin with. You see, if your husband struggles with pornography, you need to understand that he doesn't look at pornography because you aren't pretty enough. I mean, think about it. Both Halle Berry and Christie Brinkley both were married to men who, when they're in the process of their divorces and all the dirt starts coming out, it comes out quite clearly that both men were struggling with sexual addiction issues. Halle Berry and Christie Brinkley, two of the prettiest women on the earth. Two supermodels that Hollywood and everyone wants to use as the image of beauty. And yet their husbands looked and craved more pornography and other sexual encounters besides them. Why? Because a man doesn't look at pornography because his wife has gained weight. He doesn't look at pornography because she has a temper. He doesn't look at pornography because she isn't interested in sex as much as he is, or because she isn't exciting enough in bed. No, a man looks at pornography because he has a problem. I have yet to work with a man whose real issues driving him to pornography and masturbation didn't start in his childhood. And 99% of the men I work with were addicted long before they even met their wife. You see, pornography and masturbation are powerful pain-relieving drugs that help a man go to the place that Pink Floyd called comfortably numb. Yes, I know, that was probably about drugs, but this is a drug. Acting out sexually is primarily an escape and coping strategy that unfortunately is just as addictive as cocaine. Now I know that whenever I make those sort of statements, I see people and they're skeptical. They don't believe me. I've even had people argue with me about it. They've argued about the addictive nature of sexual acting out and pornography because after all, it's not an external drug. However, let me encourage you, if you're skeptical here, do some research. Read Mark Castleman's book, The Drug of the New Millennium. Read my New Hope for Sexual Integrity Recovery Manual. Read An Affair of the Mind by Lori Hall. The research is out there, and it's becoming abundantly clear. Pornography and masturbation are powerful and addictive drugs. Go online, do a Google search. Type in the words pornography addiction and brain science. Type in the words pornography addiction and drugs and see all the hits and read some very credible articles by people a whole lot smarter than me. Or get my Brain Science of Sex and Addiction DVD and see how those things come together and see that pornography is a very powerful chemical reaction. And because of that, you need to understand that it's not your fault. Your husband isn't going to those places because you're not enough. He's going to those places because he learned early in life that he could act out sexually and at least momentarily it would numb him out or take away the pain. I mean, think about it this way. If you discovered your husband had been addicted to cocaine since he was 14, and you met and married him when he was 22, would his cocaine addiction be your fault? No, of course not. And neither is his struggle with pornography, masturbation, and other sexual issues. Because most likely those struggles began when he was 9, 10, 11, 12 years old, And odds are you didn't even know him then. And even if you did know him then, you weren't part of that cycle. You are not to blame. It is not your fault.